Staff at some Inland Northwest assisted living facilities are looking at different ways to keep local seniors fed and warm after a regional natural gas pipeline outage. NWPB's Rachel Sun reports.
Staff at several assisted living facilities in eastern Washington and northern Idaho say they've had to adjust operations to keep residents fed until natural gas is restored to their kitchens. Ashley Stevenson is the director of generations at Lewiston.
We're cooking on griddles inside the houses to make sure the residents are getting what they need. As far as nutrients, we're going to outsource some easy oven meals that they can cook in the houses as well to make sure that their nutritional needs are met.
Lucas Fowler is the administrator at Golden Girls and Living Springs Assisted Living in Lewiston. He says the two small facilities he manages rely on natural gas for most of their operations. State law doesn't allow space heaters at assisted living facilities, so Fowler says they've had to request an exception.
The option really is, at this point, space heaters or no heat at all. And so we just feel that one is more dangerous than the other, right? Going without heat for our age and clientele is not really an option.
Until that gas is restored, Fowler says staff are conducting regular fire checks and only using ceramic safe heaters that have tipping detectors. The rupture to the regional natural gas pipeline affected roughly 36,000 buildings in the Palouse and Lewiston-Clarkston Valley and surrounding communities. I'm Rachel Sun reporting.